joys, concerns, and praises that you might have this morning. Tina and Travis are traveling. I know they're in Birmingham right now, but after the baptism, so they're two nieces. They call them the twins, and Travis and Tina, like the rest of us, decided, wow, we're tired, and we're going to go up there. We're going to go in the motorhome, and that way we can rest. You know about that, traveling in the motorhome? Yeah. We used to do that. So we don't know what we're going to do afterwards. So I don't know when they're coming back. But then, you know, they might be following Mark and Joanne's little deal, just to, like gypsies.
Oh, yeah.
And if that causes them to rest, because Tina being a very good business person, but all the challenges of 150 employees, that's what she has out there. You can imagine trying to be a good, strong Christian woman and also be a business person in this day and time. It'll wear you out. So her and I talk a lot about that, and she encourages me sometimes. I encourage her, but we got to deal with all this stuff. So anyhow, keep them in prayer as they travel. Anybody, if you're back home, that's good.
Okay, well, I forgot whenever we did the anniversary song. I just got my 30-year anniversary.
You made it.
I made it. That's for 30 years.
Congratulations.
And I put my drop paperwork in Friday. So I got that done as soon as possible. And HR, Sheila Lowe, it was absolutely fabulous. And I said, do you have a drink machine up here anywhere? because in the different older buildings, they don't have them all over the place. And she said, we have one in the basement, but we have the Snack Shack down the hall. Like the Snack Shack. And on her recording, whenever she does her voicemail, she said, and always have a blessed day. So she took me down to the Snack Shack. And she said, I think I'm going to get me a few things too. So I ended up with everything's dollar. Okay, I'm going to want this, and this, and I have five things. And we got ready to pay for it, and I gave the gentleman my money. And she said, give her money back. And she bought my snacks for me and my drink, and she was so happy for me. And she was just fabulous. She had one of her girls that work under her come and do my notary stuff. She said, I'll just have my people come up, and do my notary. So I do have my 30 years, got my 30 years in. I'm officially in drop. So I don't know. I'm going to stay a minute.
Think back 6 months ago. With all the challenges you had, and all of those stupid thoughts that the devil put in your head, and the doubt, and now you may not only made it, but you can look back and see all the blessings and all the grace and all the love that allowed you to finally work through that and get to it. Because there was a lot of prayer coming from a lot of people that you know and love, and they prayed for you and with you. So prayer is so important.
Actually, they are hiring a new person that is going to be taking Keisha's place, and Shonda is the other co-worker that I have in the office, and they're starting to give her a hard time. Her name's Shonda Johnson, and she started crying. And I looked at her and I said, no, we ain't having none of this. You put a smile on your face, and don't you ever let us see you sweat. You got this, and I said, no, don't do that. And she didn't know what I went through, but mine lasted for 7 months.
Yeah.
And the only thing that got me through it was prayer and my prayer family, and the only thing that got me through it. But I survived it. And now I'm encouraging her, because now they're giving her a hard time about stuff. And we have a new person, and she was on the panel And she said, I don't know why they're hiring this person. They don't have any experience. They don't know anything about this. I was on the panel. I read his resume. I was like, oh, my goodness. And then whenever I came down from doing my filling in my drop paperwork, I stopped in to say hi to one of the other ladies in the other building, in the Carlton building, because that's where I had to go. And whenever I got there, I think I interrupted a little meeting. It was a luncheon, but I didn't know it. I was standing outside of the door, but there was 1, 2, 3, 4 people around a round table, and the one person that they have hired was amongst them, and they were in. So they were, and somebody in the room said, well, we're having lunch right now, so we'll see you, I'll see you back at the office over in the other building. And I stepped in and I was a little bit surprised at who it was, who kicked me out of somebody else's office, basically. But I was like, interesting. But I had a good flight up to Cleveland. I'd never been to Cleveland Airport. All of the flights were booked. They were asking people to give up their seats. I'm like, no, I don't know. I'm going to come down at midnight. And had a wonderful time with family. My cousin Debbie, who I stayed with, we stopped over and spent the night with my sister and my brother, and my sister came out, so we all got to do one-on-one, because the reunion, it's just, you know, there's so much going on, so we actually got to spend some one-on-one time, and which she lived with us whenever we were teenagers.
Well, we're glad that you made it up and back safely.
And
we want to lift up Jamie this morning. Craig had some serious surgery this past week, and she was telling us last week that she's going to be the number one caregiver. So she is at home being Craig's nurse, and along with other things. I guess David helps her too, huh?
I don't think he's been over there.
Oh.
Well, I do have one other thing. Stan is actually in Panama City. My father-in-law and mother-in-law were in Atlanta, and he ended up in the emergency room in Atlanta, and they finally got him to where they gave him enough pain meds to get him back to Panama City, and then he went back to the hospital. So Stan went down Friday, and he's still down there with them, and they took him in for surgery yesterday. He had 2 7-millimeter, and I mean, you would probably know what that is, but I don't know, which is a pretty substantial kidney stone.
Oh, wow.
So he had to have 2 of those removed. He's back at the house now. His name's Jerry Goodson, and I told Stan, take your time to stay and visit and help your mom and dad.
Yeah,
they're 83 and 90, and because I'm in the middle of a project right now, and he really doesn't need to come home and see that.
Yeah. Well, Lord, hear our prayer this morning. Go in. Oh, Linda.
Keep Dr. Sawyer's family in prayer. He passed away.
Ooh.
And we've been praying for him for
a long time. Yeah.
And I have a friend, her brother, Danny Willis, is in Panama City, and he's having open heart surgery this week in Fort Walton Beach.
Mm.
Remember that.
And we'll hear our prayers this morning. Go ahead.
My mom was in the hospital. She was dehydrated. My sister couldn't get her to the car, so she called the ambulance. Mama was too weak. Got her to the hospital. Now she has a blockage in her intestine. They put a tube down her throat that goes to the top of her small intestine to drain out all the fluid. can't eat anything. She can't nothing. She can't move her bowel. She's so dehydrated. She's constipated and has a blockage.
Wow.
So y'all, remember to drink your water, please.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she drinks very little water, and we know that's what caused this. I mean, ultimately, that's the bottom line. But they're hoping to put some dye in her tomorrow, maybe to see where it's at. The surgeon wants her to be able to walk, maybe so she can move her bowels, but when she stands up, her blood pressure bottoms out. Since she's so weak, she has to fall right back into bed, so she's not going to be walking. They're hoping to avoid surgery.
Yeah, stay hydrated. Even if you don't like water, you can add some things to the water now that not only makes it taste better, but it'll help you hydrate. Yes, ma'am.
My friend Jennifer had the breast surgery this week. They had an 11-hour surgery in Moffitt. They said she came through okay. I haven't heard from her since Thursday. And my older brother is having problems with one of his bedridden. And he's the hospice nurse, his skin's beginning to break down. And my younger brother is having a 7-hour surgery tomorrow.
Right.
And it's not a good thing that he's telling us he may not make it off the table because he's got so many things wrong with him. So,
we
just want to thank God that we had a wonderful trip last weekend.
Good.
And just a much needed family time. We got us home safely. Everybody, I mean, we had people from Dayton, Ohio, Winter Garden, Vero Beach, Atlanta, and everybody got home safely, and I give all of that to God. That's
what about you, David?
I'm appreciative of the fact that I have so many family members and friends and church members that are like-minded. And by that I mean it doesn't matter whether you're Republican or Democrat or what you think about this or that. I have things in common with them that we can laugh and share.
Yeah.
For instance, I was telling some of my folks my same age that I sneezed last week and threw my back out. And everybody knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. I did that a few weeks ago myself. Thank you. Anybody else this morning?